Hello, it's David from Baby Boomer in Bosnia, and another episode of this random personal anecdotal podcast. Thank you very, very much from wherever you're listening, whether it is on Substack, where I initially post this podcast, and then I know it gets disseminated, distributed, if you will, to Apple Podcasts and Spotify and a whole host of other places. But wherever you're listening, thank you very much indeed. Big ask about wherever you're listening. I'm trying to put together another comprehensive Google map showing where you all are. So it's just like saying Peter in Ottawa or Jenny in Caracas. That's all I want to do, just put somebody's name, give them a shout out, if you will, and wherever they are in the world. And if you can get in contact with me, that would be great, and just say where you are. I'm starting to add the few people that have already got in contact with me, and it's questions@anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. So it's questions@anenglishmaninthebalkans, all one word, .com, and that will be in the show notes. Right. The weather has improved very slightly, and I've been out doing some lawn mowing today because, I mean, I thought it was getting really high, the grass. Lusciously green, but high. If you've been following me, if not, you can go and check the other earlier episodes, you'll know that we've had a torrential amount of rain over the last week or so, and that resulted in some very painful but localized flooding, luckily not involving us because we're on a hill, and the hills around here are clay-based, so the water normally gushes off, and then what's left stays for a long time. And yeah, it's been a bit dodgy today because we have an electric lawnmower, and it's very, very waterlogged, but I've managed to cut back as much as I can before stopping again because it's starting to rain again. So yeah, doing that. And just before putting the microphone on, you most probably heard that I had a cup of tea that I made in the kitchen. And I know I say that Bosnians start off with a cup of coffee every day. I used to do that when I first came here, but now it's Yorkshire tea. Builder's tea, so very muddy in colour, with one sugar. I don't do the two sugars anymore. I'm down to one, and very shortly I'm going to try and kick the sugar habit as well. And I get my Yorkshire tea bags, not from local stores, because they say English tea, what is it, breakfast tea or Darjeeling or whatnot. It's because I have these kind people who come and visit and always, you know, it's like mulling in drugs in a way. But it's sachets, you know, the tea bags. So I know that I occasionally get a box, but more often than not, the tea bags have been taken out of the box and put in these super plastic Ziplocs, zip bags. So I get that. So I'm very happy. But I've started today again with a cup of tea. I have had a cup of coffee since, and I've been looking at both the podcast here on A Baby Boomer in Bosnia, as well as my other Substack, which is Coffee and Rakia, where I do a weekly update on what's happening. So stand by for that one. If you might, if you're on my mailing list, you might get two emails. So please don't think I'm spamming you for no reason. I'll have to find a way where I can sort that out so you don't get too much. But We'll let it go as it is, because the amount of downloads on the podcast especially is so wonderful. I mean, I just didn't know I would get that many. So you obviously think that's interesting. So, yeah, I've been looking at that. And there was Raza Hasanovic in New Jersey in the United States, and other people as well, that said that the previous sort of like extra episode, which was the soundscape that I recorded for a little over an hour of the dawn chorus, which is what I wake up to every morning here in the village. And I thought that'd be pretty cool just to colour an episode, actually. And the response was, it's great. Thank you very much indeed. Wonderful. So I have today been learning through trial and error and getting very, very stressed and then finally working out how to do this. I also have a blog. It's called anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. And I have a hidden page there. And on that, I've put a very high quality MP3 file, because if I was to use the original file that I recorded it with, it would be massive, take forever to download. But I've got a very high quality MP3 file of that Dawn chorus without my intro and outro and all the rest of it. So if you'd like to download it so you can listen to it whenever you want without going back to Substack or going back to the podcast, I've uploaded it onto my Squarespace blog. And in the show notes below, you will see a link to get that. So if you want to download it, that would be good. I only ask one thing, that if you do download it, can you just ping me a mail and just say, David, I downloaded. I'd just like to see how many of you really want to do that. I could put it behind a paywall and it could be a digital download and all the rest of it. But the page is called Digital Download, and you can get the whole, a little under an hour and a half of really, I think it's soothing sounds from early morning in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And I'll be doing some walks. Not my fitness walks where I do walk and talks, but I'm actually, another mail's just come in from Mixcloud. Thank you very much indeed. I want to do some walks with just the soundscape. So I'm thinking maybe I shall walk down by the river here, walk through and around my local town of Laktaši, and I'll take you on it. I might break it up and say, you know, where I am and everything, but it will be very high quality audio. I'm going to invest in some added technology very soon so that I can record omnidirectional in stereo left and right. So if you wear headphones, and I think wearing headphones when you listen to audio is the best thing, you'll start to get this surround sound and proper soundscapes. That's what I'm looking at doing as well. So these sort of like ramblings, and also get into the soundscape area. I think you might like that. Let me know. I was walking out into the front garden, as I said, to mow the downstairs lawn, and the dogs were barking, and I just wondered why. I just looked up, and our neighbour that borders on our front gate, they've got a small copse of trees, plum trees, actually, and very difficult to cut the grass there, but they've got sheep in. So I walked up the gravel track, and I was hoping that the lambs were going to be bleating away and making a noise so that I could record it. But I only got a little bit, as you're hearing now. At the end, one of the lambs actually went meh, and they all ran away from me. But I'm determined to try and record the sound of a flock of sheep. I think that would be quite a challenge. If you've got any tips, let me know. And as I say, we've spent the rest of the day in doing it in bits and bobs, in like a patchwork quilt, trying to get the grass low enough so maybe tomorrow we'll get 20 degrees Celsius. I don't believe it, but the forecast says that. And yeah, then the ground will start drying and we'll get going. By the way, we have a banana plant. Banana tree, and it's got green shoots. So the second winter that we've managed to keep it alive. And the last 3 days I've been locked away in here with my good friend Rosie. I met her many, many years ago. We were both in the media part of the military, the British military, and we've kept in touch, and we're both, what, the other side of 40. And Rosie is now a consultant. She speaks at conferences about human security, women's rights, gender equality, and climate issues. And she's been planning to start a podcast for maybe 18 months. And we spent 3 days here putting the first episode of that together. And she's using Substack for that. So if you're interested in climate change or female issues, human security, culture, then it might be something that you might want to listen to. There'll be a link to that here. And if you like it, please subscribe, because Rosie has got zero subscribers. Well, she's got me. But yeah, you know what I mean? Zero subscribers. So show some love if you're into that. Tomorrow, I'll be putting the Sunday sip together. And yeah, I might try and do another walk and do a soundscape. So that's been my last few days. It is getting warmer, and there are more and more birds singing in the garden. And I would imagine very shortly that we'll get the geese coming back in those wonderful V formations. Because Bosnia-Herzegovina, by the way, top tip, maybe not such a well-known fact, is one of the places where the birds come and settle. They don't go farther north into Europe. One is at a place called the Hutovo Blato, which is in Herzegovina, in the south of the country. And the other one here is at Bardace, which is about 40-minute drive away from me. So we have some amazing birds that I never knew would come this far north. And this is where they stop, and they're from Africa. There's some beautiful yellow, really bright yellow birds that come here. So during the summer, I'm going to try and record the sounds of them, introduce you to the individual species. We had 60 different types of bird here last year. Well, according to my app that I have on my phone. So, yeah. Oh, and Tamara might, she's going to try and start cooking some dishes ready to do. She's thinking about asking people if they'd like to come and stay, and she'll teach them how to do some basic Bosnian recipes. But she's going to trial them out, and I'll see if I can actually get my head around how to do that in audio only. I think audio is a lot better. I've said this many times before, but it takes a little bit more creativity, I think, than just pointing a camera for people to see what you're seeing through a lens. Anyway, thank you very much indeed. Let me know what you think of these podcasts. There are, I think, 5 previous episodes to this, and I think I'm averaging about 2 a week. Oh, yeah, and remember, if you want that soundscape of the Dawn Chorus, I think it's very meditative, by the way, then the link to download that is in the show notes. It's now 3:30, and for some unknown reason, the church that is about a kilometre away, the bells of the church are wafting through. I fear that might be for a funeral. But life goes on, doesn't it? Okay, ciao for now. Vidimus Uskaro. Bye-bye.